the book Love and Revolutionary Greetings, an Ohio Boy in the Spanish Civil War, is the story of Sam Levenger, a young man who went to Spain in 1937 to fight against fascism. His story is placed in the historical context of the 1930s, when freedom everywhere was threatened by Franco, Hitler, and Mussolini. The book is based on Levenger's letters, poems, and stories that he sent home from Spain, interspersed with those of his mother, Alma Levenger. Over 40,000 men and women from all over the world formed the International Brigade. 2,800 men and women were from the United States. They became the Abraham Lincoln Brigade. Sam Levenger was one of them. The book, written by his niece, is the story of a dedicated idealist and offers an eyewitness account of the hardships and politics of the times. Lori Levenger is a retired clinical social worker and writer living in Vermont, and she joins us on the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Joe.
What brought you to this story, this family story?
I'd say basically, Sam was my father, Joe Levenger's older brother.
Right.
And he died when my dad, Joe, was a 15-year-old boy in Columbus, Ohio. We never knew as children much about Sam, except that he was kind of a iconic figure in our family. There was a photograph of him, but we knew very little of the story of what he had been like as a young man, why he had gone to Spain, and what the whole historical context was. So at a certain point in my own life, when I had finished writing a couple books that I'd been working on, I was looking around for a project. And one of the things that had happened several years before is that my father had given me a box of papers when he was moving out of his home. And in the papers were, in the box were letters and poems and stories that Sam had sent back from Spain, which no one in the family had ever read. So they sort of sat around in my house for many, many years. And eventually, when I was looking around for something to think about and write about, I started to read through the papers. And that's when the story of Sam's life and his dedication and his idealism and the reason that he went to Spain was revealed.
What struck you in those letters about him? Because I assume you'll learn a lot about his character.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I feel like I know him pretty well, and I've read everything that he ever wrote. He died when he was 20 in Spain, and I've read his writing going back to about age 14. He was a prolific writer, a very good young writer. The writing from Spain is quite remarkable in that he maintains, consistently he maintains his sense of humor. And he is very descriptive of what it's like to be there, what it's like to be a soldier. He was a college student when he went to Spain. He didn't know anything about being in the military or even how to shoot a gun. And he talks a lot about the political situation there. He was from a very progressive background and had a very strong analysis of what was going on politically and the importance of the fight against fascism. And he was, as I say, very funny and very forthcoming in his letters. Most of the letters I have are to his mother and to his girlfriend, Claire. It also became clear when I read more of the background history that, in fact, he was obfuscating. He was not telling his mother and his girlfriend that he was on the front. And he was kind of making out that the story was that he was, you know, way, way, way back away from the front doing some menial job. He said, he says something like, "I'm too dumb, they'll never put me on the front." Mm-hmm. But in fact, he was on the front from the very beginning.
And how did he end up there?
On the front?
Yeah.
It's really, the whole story of the International Brigade and the Spanish War, the Spanish Civil War, which was from 1936 to 1939, is really tragic in my view. He went to Spain in January 1937 on the third ship to leave from New York.
And how old?
To go to France. He was 19 years old.
19 years old, okay.
Yeah. And he had finished one semester at Ohio State University, right, which is where his father was a rabbi. And they got to Spain about 5 or 6 days later and took a train from Spain over the from France. They went into Le Havre and they went by train into Spain, and they went into what was considered a training facility. But training at that time meant that they had between a week and 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks, of being trained how to use a gun, how to use a, you know, how to scout, all the things that, you know, whatever a soldier knows how to do, he didn't know how to do, and most of the young Americans did not. There were 2,800 Americans in the Abraham Lincoln Brigade spread out over the three-year period of the war. And they, you know, they were taught to some extent how to use a weapon, and then almost immediately in his case, he was shipped to the front. He was at the Battle of Jarama, which was in February 1937. And Spain, it was a civil war, so to speak, but Spain was really invaded by the Italians and the Germans, who were using Spain as kind of a run-up to test their weapons before the Second World War. And that's who the Spanish Republican Army and the International Brigade were fighting against.
Did his nationality have anything to do with his quick placement to the front, do you think?
No, I think that they put
whoever they could get
on the front. And essentially, the young Spanish boys who were conscripted into the Republican Army and also into the other side, which were called the Nationalists, were really used as cannon fodder. The International Brigades tended to be a little bit older. It was almost all men, a few women who were nurses. The average age of the Abraham Lincoln Brigade was 26. So at 20, Sam, or 19 or 20, Sam was really quite young. But the Americans were considered, even though they'd had very little prior training, they were considered what he called shock troops. And so they were shipped to wherever the most significant battle was going on.
The title of the book is Love and Revolutionary Greetings. Give us a sense of his understanding and the context that he was putting the war in, the revolutionary aspect mm-hmm. of it, and what he felt he was accomplishing.
Mm-hmm. That's an excellent question, because that was really the motivation for why these many, many young Americans and also citizens from many other countries, 40 different countries, joined the International Brigade during these war years. I think essentially, partly he was from a progressive background, and the family was very aware of the incipient fascism and the beginning of what would ultimately be the Second World War and the Holocaust against the Jews. He was from a Jewish family. The family had raised the children in a very, in terms of a real commitment to social justice. And he had also been a progressive as a young teenager. He had been involved in miners' strikes in Kentucky. He had been involved in strikes in the Merchant Marine. And so he was already very politically aware. He was not a communist. He was a young socialist. Most of the men and women who went to Spain from America were in the members of the Communist Party, about three-quarters of them. Sam became a communist in Spain, but at the time he went, he was very proud of being a socialist and being a progressive. He really believed, and this is very clearly shown in the letters and the stories that he wrote back, that the time to stop fascism was in Spain before Hitler got too much power and invaded the rest of Europe. And so the people there, the Republicans in Spain and the members of the International Brigade, saw their mission as stopping Hitler and Mussolini and fascism before it spread to the rest of the world. And of course, they were right. Unfortunately, they were defeated. And we know what happened 6 months after the end of the Spanish Civil War. The Second World War began.
Is there a... I would think if I was doing a project like this, that it would be impossible not to see and being able to fill in some of the blanks about this man who you never met by just knowing your dad.
Mm-hmm. I think that's accurate.
Yeah.
I think that's accurate.
And I mean, the family comes into it.
The family comes into it, and his mother, my father's mother, Elma Ehrlich Levenger, yes. who was also a writer, comes into it, and many of the things that I have are in the box that I was describing initially. There were two unpublished novels that Elma, my grandmother, had written about her son, about Sam. And she had many other books published, but these two were not. For some reason, she couldn't find a publisher in the 40s for them. So I read these books, and very much it gives a description of her perception of her teenage and then, you know, young adult son. And the book is based on both Sam's letters and poems and stories from the trenches, and also interspersed with Elma's stories about him and her imagining his actual death in a field hospital in Spain in September 1937. The family ethos comes through very, very clearly, partly in her writing, certainly in his, and also the way my father and my mother, and particularly my father's political, progressive politics, the way we were raised as children.
What do you hope people get out of a story like this? Obviously, again, very personal to you, but what do you hope people get out of reading a story about this, about Sam?
Again, an excellent question. I think my personal motivation was to bring this young man back to life. This is a guy who, even at age 19 and 20, was an extraordinarily good writer. Some of his stories from Spain are very evocative, very beautiful. So I wanted people to meet him and for him to be known in a way that when you die as a youngster, you never really get to, you know, live out your life and your skills and your talents.
Right.
I also wanted people to understand the Spanish Civil War, in some sense, in this country is still hidden history. When I'm 62. When I went to school, I never learned about the Spanish Civil War in American history.
No.
It really got disappeared because of the beginning of the Cold War. And so these dedicated, idealistic, mostly young people, physicians, and, you know, poets, writers, students who went and joined another country's army to support democracy and to stop fascism shows a level of idealism and commitment to a cause that I think is really vitally important for us to understand and to admire. And until this history is taught in American schools and understood, this example of idealism is disappeared. And so part of my intention was to both bring him back as an individual and also to bring this story of people who risked their lives. One third of them died in Spain. To risk their lives to defend democracy. The Spanish Republic was a democratically elected government. And Franco mounted a coup d'etat. And then Germany and Italy invaded Spain, and that's why the Republic was destroyed. But it was the democratically elected government by the people of Spain.
The name of the book is Love and Revolutionary Greetings, An Ohio Boy in the Spanish Civil War. Lori Levenger, a great pleasure. Thank you very much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate it.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.